This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. In Boulder, containment work continues today on the NCAR fire, which has burned nearly 200 acres. Incident commander for Boulder Fire Rescue, Mike Smith, says people should expect to see smoke in the area for the next week.
We've definitely got fire in some real billy goat country, and that's where some more specific hand crew work will be done. You can't really drive an engine up to a lot of the places where this fire is.
There are no reports of injuries or damaged buildings. All evacuation orders have been lifted, and officials are still investigating what caused the fire. A trial slated to start today against former DaVita CEO Kent Thierry has been delayed a week, court documents show. Federal prosecutors allege Thierry and Denver-based DaVita, a dialysis and kidney care company, conspired with competitors to suppress competition by agreeing not to hire each other's employees, constituting a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. It's unclear why the trial was delayed. The Denver Zoo has discovered what it believes to be the state's first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza. The virus doesn't normally infect humans, but it can be fatal to birds. Symptoms are similar to the human version of the flu. The zoo says it confirmed the infection alongside state wildlife officials and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Many species, including penguins and bald eagles, will be removed from public display at the zoo, tries to prevent the virus from spreading. The University of Denver men's hockey team is headed to the Frozen Four for the fourth time since 2016. The Pioneers defeated Minnesota Duluth Saturday in a regional matchup of the NCAA hockey tournament and will play Michigan on April 7th in Boston for a place in the national championship game. The last time DU won the NCAA title was in 2017. Right now in Denver, it's 74 degrees. In Vail, it's 46 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it's 72 degrees and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC.